T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There's a lot of blame here. Jimmy Haslam has been a total disaster. He's a, again, until proven otherwise, he's the worst owner in all of sports. There's been conflicts every year. And John Dorsey said enough. Hugh, you stink. You're done. You want to sabotage the team? Todd Haley, you don't want to listen to the head coach? You're done too. Get them both out. And that's what they did. I love it.
Hugh Jackson did this to himself last Sunday.
Yeah, he did.
After the game. I mean, the way he went in on Haley. I mean, listen, Adam, did we not know from Hard Knocks that these two at some point were going to butt heads?
We knew it.
They were butting heads in training camp.
That's right.
When Todd Haley was questioning the philosophy of practice, giving guys, you know, days off during training camp, second-year players getting days off. Like, we knew this was going to happen at some point, and here we are. This marriage was set up to fail.
It was, and that's been the problem, Dustin, in the entire Jimmy Haslam era, right? There was coaches and owners and management not getting along, coaches and assistant coaches. How many mismarriages have we made? Once again, the Haslams blew it by forcing John Dorsey to stick with Hugh Jackson. Yep. They stuck Todd Haley. They stuck Hugh Jackson with an assistant coach he didn't want. You could listen to all the nonsense by Mike Silver that Hugh Jackson hired him. Mike Silver is a shill and an embarrassment on NFL Network in the way he's defended Hugh Jackson. Embarrassing. More breaking news.
Mary Kay Cabot reporting. Defensive coordinator Greg Williams will be the interim head coach.
Yeah, she said she's hearing, right?
Okay. Well, I mean,
she's hearing.
I've heard that too.
You've heard that too. And Greg Williams is going to be the head coach. Listen, to me, it doesn't even matter. Listen, Hugh Jackson, we've screamed about it for months. The guy was the worst head coach in the history of football. Mm-hmm. He was the king of losing. He's the greatest loser in the history of football, no doubt about it. The only coach in the history of football with the worst record owned that football team and so could not be fired. Hugh Jackson was a terrible head coach. He won 3 games in 2.5 years. He had to go. But in the last couple of weeks, it became obvious that I think that Todd Haley had to go. And bizarrely enough, you and I spoke before the show. I said I would fire them both. I didn't think it would happen, and it did, and I'm glad it did because Todd Haley, even as much as we didn't like Hugh Jackson, Todd Haley was undermining the head coach. And even though the head coach wasn't doing a good job, you can't do that when you're the OC. Can't do it.
No. I mean, listen, Todd Haley wanted to run things his way. Hugh Jackson wanted credit. These guys were never going to work, period.
No.
And you know what? It's probably best. I think what ultimately happened here was the Haslams liked Hugh Jackson.
No doubt.
They didn't want to blow this up. They wanted to give it a chance. I think Hugh Jackson had everybody believing that the first 2 years just didn't happen. That
They shouldn't count. Well, he threw Sashi under the bus on it.
I know.
Yeah.
And I think ultimately what happened was John Dorsey is an adult and stepped in and said, this franchise is going to go somewhere because of Baker Mayfield.
Yes.
Our number one overall pick, the rookie quarterback, it's all about his development. And he said, you know what? We've got two people here who are not behaving like adults.
Yeah.
And we're going to just take these guys out and allow Baker to not have to deal with the BS, basically.
Yes.
It was not good. It was a dysfunctional environment.
You're 100% right. Hugh Jackson was fired because of his continued failures and this last game against the Steelers, which we'll get to later, and his comments last week, I think, were the final straws for him. Mm-hmm. And for Todd Haley, he was obviously putting out stuff anonymously, and he undermined the head coach. And as much as the head coach did a terrible job, you can't do that. And John Dorsey said enough. You guys are putting, as you said, Baker Mayfield in the middle of this. This can't happen. But Dustin, here's the important thing.
Yeah,
John Dorsey's a good football man.
He is.
John Dorsey knows what he's doing. Is he perfect? No. Has he made mistakes in his first season? He has. Every GM doesn't get 100% right. You want to point to Chris Hubbard contract, which looks terrible? We can get into all of it. He's made some mistakes, but he knows what he's doing. He's good at his job. And the Haslams, and really Jimmy Haslam, has to stay out of his way. You've hired the right executive. You stay out of his way. Let John Dorsey hire his head coach. Then let that head coach hire his assistant coaches. And stop having these internal struggles because one guy didn't hire the other. If John Dorsey hires the head coach, Dustin, and the head coach hires the assistants, then everybody will be on the same page. And we have not seen that here in Cleveland in forever. Not the entire time we've been on the air.
Why don't we just make John Dorsey the president and let him control everything?
That's right.
And make Elliott Wolf the GM and then just literally let John Dorsey do everything.
Every football decision.
Yes.
I don't care about the business side of the Browns.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Every football
decision made by John Dorsey.
Jimmy Haslam should have. If Jimmy Haslam has any say in the coach, it's going to be a disaster and this trend will continue. The only way for the Browns to get out of this funk, the only way that we have to stop dealing with embarrassing tweets like Mike Greenberg put out today, sounding like a fool on Twitter, saying the Browns should trade Baker Mayfield. The only way we get over that is if you let John Dorsey, who is the first person they've hired in forever, who's good at his job, do his job. Hire the right coach. A young, innovative head coach. Don't give me this Mike Munchak garbage. Don't give me, what's his name, the head coach of the Packers, whose name is escaping me right
McCarthy.
Nobody. We don't want him. No retreads. Get a young, innovative, offensive mind and let that guy hire his coaches. And there you go. Chain of command, GM to the coach. Coach to the assistants, they're all on the same page, and they've got the young talent, they've got to add to it, and that's how this team is finally going to win some freaking football games, because they haven't done it in too long.
I'm telling you, today's a good day. Today's a good day.
Today's like, a great day.
You, Browns fans, you should be happy today, because this team, I'm telling you, this team was never going to get to the point where they could legitimately win a Super Bowl with this guy. They weren't.
Nope.
They were never going to get to that point.
No chance.
And so, listen, they cut the head off the snake. And now you can move forward. They've got a GM. They've got a quarterback. They've got so much young talent. Like this team, Adam, we've said this, next year. I don't think it's crazy the Browns can make the playoffs next year.
No, as bad as it seems right now.
I don't think it's crazy.
It's bad. The talent's there. They need the right coach to put it together.
You saw the stats this morning. It's insane. The Browns are like literally the only team ever to be this far plus in turnover margin, and have a losing record since like 1975. It's coaching.
Most of the teams that have a turnover differential that they have are playoff teams and Super Bowl winners.
Yes.
The Browns are the dreck of the NFL.
Yes.
They have the sixth worst. They have the best turnover differential in the league by a lot and have the sixth worst record in the NFL, and it probably will get worse before it gets better this year because they'll probably get crushed by Kansas City this week. But today,
and
as you say, is a great day for the long-term organization. Health of the organization, the long-term health of Baker Mayfield. Yeah. Now, Jimmy Haslam, get out of the freaking way and let John Dorsey hire the right guy. Because if he hires the right coach, and I have faith that he will, they will finally win football games, which is all that matters.
They will.
Get it done.
I tweeted a quote this morning from Vince Lombardi. Did you see that?
It's actually before
they fired Hugh, because I was just frustrated this morning.
Yeah.
It's just crazy to think about this, because we... The Browns, for 3 years, have lost damn near every game. And you can think that, you know, those years didn't exist because they didn't have real players, quote unquote. But losing is contagious, Adam.
That's right.
It's contagious.
100% agree.
Vince Lombardi, winning is a habit. Unfortunately, so is losing.
Yes.
The Browns have had a losing culture forever. They finally draft the right quarterback. Now they can start winning.
There's been all we've seen the last few years is backstabbing.
It's culture, man.
Throwing under the bus, complaining, whining about refs, whining about this and that. The loser mentality has to end. John Dorsey, I believe, has a winning mentality. Now he needs the coach to go with it, and anybody standing in that way. And Hugh Jackson was standing in the way, and Todd Haley was standing in the way. They fired both their asses right out of here.
Yes, they
did. Good. Had to happen.
Had to happen.
I think it's great. And now this organization can move forward, hire the right coach, and finally get to the business of winning football games, because this has been a pathetic disgrace for a long time.
Doesn't have to be, though. It does not have to be. I'm telling you, man, the Browns are poised here. This is going to be the most sought-after job in football next year.
But it's only going to happen if Jimmy Haslam stays out of the way.
Yeah.
He has to stay out of the way.
I'm telling you, who doesn't want this job?
Yes.
Who doesn't want young talent, tons of cap space, quarterback, GM.
Hey, Brown's got to get over this, the dysfunction part of that, but I agree with you generally. I think people will want this job. It's set up to succeed as long as Jimmy Haslam stays out of the freaking way.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.